Rochelle Euler, you're up, Miss Fast Pass Holder.
As old as time, true as it can be, merely even friends, then somebody bends unexpectedly. Just a little change, small to say the least, both a little scared. Neither one prepared, Beauty and the Beast. Ever just the same, ever a surprise, ever as before, and ever just as sure as the sun will rise. Tale as old. As old as song, bittersweet and strange, finding you can change, learning you were wrong. Certain as the sun, rising in the east, tale as old as time, song as old as rhyme, beauty and the beast.
All right, and that was Rochelle.
Just say Rach.
Take two, and she still gets tongue twisted.
And that was Rach with Beauty and the Beast. Okay. My first note is you started a little too strong, like vocally force strong. It's something similar I had with Maddie's note, because it's not really a strong song per se, and that's in the sense that I'm thinking of that I can't really explain. You did sound pretty, though. I will say that. I would like to hear you do the pop version, actually, because I think your voice will suit that one better than this one.
I have that note on here, too!
Sweet. Oh, wow. Okay, that's interesting. Because it sounded a little too belt.
Which pop version?
The Celine Dion and...
I don't know who the guy was.
I have, like, three other versions right now on me.
Okay the one that came with the soundtrack. It was a little belty at times, and your more calmer notes that actually match the song were my favorite notes, and I think you held Beast too long at the end, because I noticed that st cut off at the end. But yeah, you sounded pretty. I just think you would have fit the pop version better. Ambi?
It's funny that you gave her the too strong note that you gave Maddie, because Rach is sick too.
That is funny.
It's funny that you both, they gave them both the star too strong note, because they're both sick. Rach isn't as sick as Maddie, but Rach is sick too.
I hope you get better too, Rach.
Rach isn't as sick as Maya, but she was sick too. So I just found it like funny that you gave them both the same two strong. Apparently being strong means that you're sick in Selena world. But for someone who is sick, and I knew they were sick when they sang this, you covered it really well. This is kind of what I wish that Maddie had done, because you picked a song that fit your sickness a bit better. I will admit it was a bit low for your range, and I could tell that at times.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you didn't struggle to hit the notes, but you couldn't make love to the lower notes as well as much as someone who this is would be in their range could. because you were focusing so much on hitting them because they're kind of at the bottom of where you go vocally, that you weren't paying as much attention to making them super duper pretty. But this still was very pretty. It reminded me, I wrote down in here, it reminded me a lot of soundtrack version rather than movie version, because it felt more like Belle singing it than Mrs. Potts singing it. It was like if Belle had sung Beauty and the Beast, this is what it would sound like. But overall, I thought this was very good. And, I mean, you're immune anyway, so it really doesn't matter what we think. But I think that even if you weren't immune, you'd be in the green zone with this song.
Mm-hmm.
Jeffers?
Okay. All right. Rach, kudos for picking possibly my favorite song in the entire Disney Renaissance. Yeah, nice job. I'm really excited for this song, even though I don't sound excited because I'm trying to be quiet. But I agree. The low part sounded too low for you. For me, you sounded kind of like all over the place in this song. Like it sounded like some notes were off for me. And I know you're sick, but like. I know you were sick, but like it sounded like you were sick at times, and like it sounded like unpolished, and yeah, it wasn't my favorite Rach song.
Oh, it's definitely not my favorite Rach song, but I still think, in comparison to other things we've heard tonight,
right?
This is like a little beacon of light in the darkness thus far tonight for me, at least.
And I have to say, I love how she named her file Beauty and the Beast with D-A instead of the. I just love that. It makes me happy. It's a small little thing, but it makes me happy.
I don't know. Maybe I'm being too hard because it's my favorite song. I don't know. This is kind of for me personally.
Well, it's kind of like back again with Maddie. You two really liked it, and I was kind of with
true.
It. And now two of us like this one, and you're kind of with it. So
yeah,
it's just going to be like a job, requirement Rach. Of being sick and singing on the show.
Good job, Rach. You're immune, and I think, I'm not gonna say anything just in case it comes back to haunt me. So yeah, I'm done.
Oh yeah, she's still your judge, isn't she?
No, I wasn't talking about that, but that too.
Right, well, you're gonna tell us what you were gonna say once I hit this stop button. Stop.
Oh.
Me, Fred, Bob, you're next.
Safe behind these windows and these parapets of stone, gazing at the people down below me. All my life I watch them as I hide up here alone, hungry for the histories they show me. All my life I memorize their faces, knowing them as they will never know me. All my life I wonder how it feels to pass a day not above them. Of them, and out there living in the sun, give me one day out there, all I ask is one, to hold forever out there, where they all live on, where what I'd give, what I'd dare, just to live one day out there. Out there among the millers and the weavers and their wives, through the roofs and gables I can see them. Every day they shout and scold and go about their lives, heedless of the gift it is to be them. If I was in their skin, I'd treasure every instant of them, strolling by the Zen. Taste a morning out there, like ordinary men who freely walk about there. Just one day and then, I swear I'll be content with my share. I won't resent, won't despair, old and bent, I won't care, I'll have spent one day out there.
And that was Me, Fred, Bob with Out There, another Hunchback song. Again, I love Hunchback.
The one song I know from this movie well.
Yes, it's such a... Because it's like the main song of the movie.
Yeah, and it was in my sing-along tape, so...
Yes, back in the day, sing-along songs, love them.
The new ones suck, I'm sorry.
I didn't know there were new ones.
There's new ones?
Yeah, like the princess sing-alongs and the... Oh, like no. The ones with the like the Tinkerbell ones that we saw
there's
earlier.
There's such thing.
Those are kind of lame.
Okay. Anyway, back
anyways,
to Me, Fred,
back
Bob.
To Me, Fred, Bob. I don't know how to feel about this. I was telling beforehand. I feel like I feel bad because I feel like I always get you like as my first because we go in a rotation. Jeff, Rosalina, me. If you haven't gotten that by now, we go in a rotation. And I feel like I always get you, Me, Fred, Bob. I feel like I always have to crush your hopes and dreams. I'm really sorry.
And then we pick up.
And you pick up the shattered pieces, but I feel like you're not listening to us. Because, I mean, last time we made such a big deal about we want to hear you sing something different. And this really was only maybe a baby step different from what you've sung for us in the past. I mean, it was ballady and
pretty.
And I want to hear something different from you. I mean, like,
upbeat and energetic.
Bare necessities different. Energetic. I don't even, like, know.
I just can't wait to begin.
Thank you. That was the song that was on the tip of my tongue, but I couldn't say it. Like, upbeat, energetic. And I just feel like with this, it's, again, it's the same notes I've given you every single week. It's so pretty, but it's so flat. It's such, especially in this one, because it's such a powerful song that is so hopeful, and it's supposed to build, and the music built, but you... did not. It was just a flat line of emotion. I mean, I say this note every single time with you. All the notes were correct. All the notes were beautiful, but there was no emotion. And with levels, it was dead. And then your words towards the end started getting kind of mumbly for me. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know.
Okay.
I'm really sorry. I feel like I beat you up every week, and I really am sorry for it, but I feel like I'm just, like, maybe if I beat you up one more time, it'll be different next time. I don't know. I don't know what to do anymore. I want to throw a block at your head. Maybe that'll get through.
Ambi.
I don't know. I need happy juice.
Well, I mean, it's like me and performing. I got beaten up every single week, and after a while,
you're
like,
my Jeffers.
Sort of.
You were my Jeffers. I'm sorry.
Aww.
You were my Jeffers. I am the Dylan to your Jeffers. I am sorry.
But I've made a slight recovery, sort of.
So there is hope for you if you are the Jeffers.
But the thing is that you are so good with your singing. It's just that your emotion is not there at all for me. I don't know. Maybe one of them feels any better. Jeffers, go.
He has one of... Okay, I'll get to it.
Yeah, this is ballad. No. Well, I mean, to give you some credit, this song has more, or it could have had more levels than your than last week's song. That it had the potential to have more levels, but the music went up and down, and your singing didn't. Yeah, like Ambi said, you have a really nice tone and your notes are so nice and like your range is so perfect on this song. Like you hit every note so nicely and on pitch, and your vibrato still makes me sad because I want it badly. Yeah, performance needs more oomph.
Oomph with a rock.
That's for you.
Ambi and her rock.
I did like this better than your last week's song, though, because, like, the song itself had more of a melodical, is that a word? Melodical range.
Melodic.
Aha! I like my word better. Melodical.
Melodical.
Go Sounds though.
Cool. Okay, no upbeat song, Unhappy Face. The music got a bit loud on some sections because it drowned you out, and then it went back down when you started singing again. So I don't know if that's a mixing thing or if it's the actual music itself. As soon as you hit that first out there, the energy and emotion should have been picked up because you pretty much had the same level. Because you pretty much had the same level throughout the whole song. I still really do love your voice. I think we all love your voice. It's just, and this is my next note. In this song, you were starting to build, and then you just came back to point A. I have this thing of having three things, energy, notes, and emotion. You have the notes, you just need to really bring it on the emotion and the energy. I wanted to say something, no, that was what I wanted to say, so yeah, that's all I have. But yeah, if you really try, I think you have a fear if you perform it too much, you might go out of pitch. I hope that's not the case, because we really do love your voice, and we really do want you to do something more beat or faster.
The personality.
Yeah, it was a more character personality song. Because yeah, you're like the Jeffers. You have great potential. You just have to really surprise us. And that's all I have.
Yeah, I want to say I'm sorry again, because I don't want to be the mean person here, but it's so frustrating. I don't know what to say. I'm sorry. Oh, I'm done. I'm sorry, Bob.
Darky Hime, take it away. Kind of rhymes. Hooray.
Ugh, what's the matter with me? You'd think a girl would learn. If there's a price for rotten judgment, I guess I've already won that. No man is worth the aggravation. That's ancient history, been there, done that.
Who do you think you're kidding? He's the earth and heaven to you, try to keep it.
No chance, no way, I won't say it, no, no.
You swoon, you sigh, why deny it, uh-oh.
It's too cliche, I won't say I'm in love. I thought my heart had learned its lesson. It feels so good when you start out. My head is screaming, get a grip, girl. Unless you're dying to cry your heart out. Oh. No chance, no way, I won't say it, no, no. I won't say I'm in love. You're way off base, I won't say it. Get off my case, I won't say it.
Girl, don't be proud, it's okay, you're in love.
Oh, at least out loud, I won't say I'm in love.
So that was Darky Hime with
I Won't Say I'm in Love.
I Won't Say I'm in Love.
Again. Third one.
Let's make a drinking game out of this.
Awesome! I got my drink right here!
Ditto.
Anytime someone sings I Won't Say I'm in Love, have a sip of happy juice. Woo!
Okay. I like the intro acting part. It helps really set the mood of the song. And that's... God, they're so loud. It helps set the... It set your version of the song apart from the others. This was... I thought you had good energy in this. I give you credit for trying, because this is a very difficult song. but this wasn't such a great song choice for you, Darkihime. You were pitchy through a lot of the song, and especially on the louder parts where it got a bit shouty, it peaked quite a bit. Yeah, this wasn't such a great song choice, but good job for the effort. Like, this is a really tough song, so I applaud you for that. Zell?
Okay, yay, speaking intro. And apparently this is very popular with the song. You don't do the first oh no.
Yeah.
Because I haven't heard anybody do that one yet, and it's disheartening.
By the way, my roommate just realized it was being recorded in between the last two critiques, so he, like, freaked out a little bit. And he's like, oh my god, I'm on the internet. And, yeah.
Okay. Continue. It seemed very flat for me all around, the song. The first actually done O-O or O-No's that you actually did sing was off. Something, I don't remember what it was exactly, indicated that this was a DVD rip. I have a note that says too deep. I can't exactly remember what I meant by that. Maybe that you either were going too deep with the song, or it seemed a little too deep, or you were going too deep for it. Your really long love was off. Near the end, you started to get a little too speaky for me. But your last actual love, like your last, I won't say I'm in love, the last note, yeah, was really nice though. Ambie?
Third one of these, and the third backing track as well. Like, that at least this song has that going for it, is that we've heard three different backing tracks with three different versions of it.
So that's nice.
That was nice. Keeps it a little fresh, and I did like the little acting ahead of time. However, this song, out of all your song choices thus far, this one makes your accent stand out the most.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely makes it stand out the most. And you were skipping over the oohs and the o's and the no's. And I understand why people pick this song if they're going to skip over it. That's kind of what makes this song, is those o's and the no's. It's like, if you're not going to sing them, then sing something else, because that really is a main part of the song for me. And there were definitely some wrong notes here and there. I didn't write down where they were. I don't know. This just wasn't, again, everyone, no one tonight is impressed. Not many people are impressing me tonight. And I really can't say where I think you're lying right now. I don't know if I should tell you to worry.
I don't know what song. I'm trying to figure out what song she should have done.
I don't know.
Because she already did Poor Unfortunate Souls, and I'm wondering what she want to risk doing that one again.
Yeah, I know. I don't know. We don't have time to speculate over that right now, because we're like only halfway through. And we've already had this for like 3.5 hours. So let's just keep going.
Let's go. Done.
Plow forward.